Democrat congressman appears to compare President Trump's Twitter ban to Saddam Hussein's capture. By Amy Furr on January 9, 2021. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, appeared to celebrate President Trump's ban from Twitter Friday by posting video of the moment Saddam Hussein's capture was announced in 2003. "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him," U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer said at the press conference in December 2003. U.S. forces converged on a farmhouse near Tikrit and discovered the ace of spades literally in the hole. Saddam Hussein with a pistol, hiding in a dirt pit 6 feet in the ground, Fox News reported at the time of his capture. In a prior tweet Friday, Bowman urged the platform to block the president's account. At Twitter, why is Donald Trump still out here tweeting after inciting a fascist mob? Suspend his account, he wrote. The platform permanently banned the president on Friday afternoon, according to Breitbart News. Twitter previously removed a video from the president that called on his supporters to peacefully disperse and respect law and order, which the president posted less than an hour after reports that D.C.'s Capitol Hill was in the process of being stormed, the report said. However, President Trump later got around the ban by posting a message to his supporters through a government account specifically meant for the President of the United States, as Breitbart News reported. "As I have been saying for a long time, Twitter has gone further and further in banning free speech. And tonight, Twitter employees have coordinated with the Democrats and the radical left in removing my account from their platform to silence me and you," Trump wrote, referring to the 75 million Americans who voted for him in the 2020 election. Twitter also banned the president's official campaign account and its digital director, Gary Kobe. In addition, prominent conservatives on the platform reported that they lost tens of thousands of followers since President Trump's account was blocked. Friday night, nationally syndicated radio host Rush Limbaugh deactivated his Twitter account, according to Breitbart News. Limbaugh, while relatively new to the platform, had over 600,000 followers on Twitter and was following just one account, President Trump, the report said.